Jackie Chan tells China, "I want to be a communist, too." By Simon Kent on July 12, 2021. Hong Kong action movie legend Jackie Chan is keen to satisfy a longing to join the Communist Party of China, CPC, and bask in its greatness, according to a report Sunday in the Global Times state news outlet. It remarked he joined a symposium on Thursday in Beijing, which invited Chinese film insiders to speak and share their thoughts regarding the keynote speech delivered by the top Chinese leader on July 1, the centennial of the founding of the CPC. The Global Times said Chan, also the vice chairman of the China Film Association, not only expressed his proud feeling of being a Chinese, but also showed his longing for the CPC. "I can see the greatness of the CPC, and it will deliver what it says, and what it promises in less than 100 years, but only a few decades," Chan said. "I want to become a CPC member," he continued before lavishing praise on the Chinese communist fighters who took on Japan during World War II. Chan reportedly said he was impressed by the resilience and spirits of the 8th Rao Army, the military force that, under the leadership of the CPC, fought the Japanese invaders during the War of Resistance against Japanese aggression, 1931-45, and he was touched by the bravery of the soldiers. "This is not the first time Chan, real name Fang Xiaolong, has been singled out for applause by the communist dictators who rule China." As Breitbart News reported, in 2019 the party hosted a carnival celebrating diversity in Beijing featuring state-approved appearances from the likes of Chan. The ardent anti-American Chinese nationalist happily performed at the ceremony, as well as other artists less well-known in the West such as Yoon Ji-hoon, known as Rain, from South Korea, Du Tu Hoa from Vietnam and Lim Jun-jia, known as J.J. Lin, from Singapore. At no time in either appearance did Chan touch on the repression of Hong Kong and its residents by the CPC or the plight of Uyghurs being held in concentration camps across China simply because of their religious faith. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.